This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Fallout Boy on Radio 1, this ain't a scene. And that was Pharrell with Frontin'. It's 20 to 5 with Scott. Hope you're all right today. I've got, coming up for you, some more music, which is... which is unbelievable
that's,
on Radio
that's
1.
That's a relief, isn't it? Did you screen stick and could you not see what was coming next?
Ida Core and Fanny LeGrand.
Okay, I thought you covered it very well, though.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, I came in last night after a little drink and my flatmate was watching Ocean's 12. Is it Ocean's 12, the really bad one?
Yes. No, the really confusing one where Julia Roberts plays
pretends
herself.
Pretends to be Julia... Yeah. Oh, you look like Julia Roberts. No, that's because I am.
Do you know the only reason I remember that film is because Radio 1 had a special screening of it and you had to do the introduction, didn't
you? I did, yeah.
Which seemed a very strange thing at the time because you know as much as I do about films.
I was just there to welcome them into the cinema. Mm. Anyway, it was rubbish, that film, wasn't it?
It was. The introduction was the best bit of it.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
And I've forgotten about how one of the actors in it pretends to be English in a really kind of, oh, blimey, governor, oh, the apples and pears kind of way. He's rubbish. He's clearly American, and it makes you kind of not concentrate on the film because his accent is so bad. Like, for instance, turn it around, you know Hugh Laurie?
Yes.
Right, he's in that house, isn't he?
He is.
Does a brilliant American accent. Why can't they do it the other way around?
God, honestly.
Right, go on, do an American accent. Go on.
Well, why do you want me to say?
You see?
There
that's
you go,
brilliant.
You see?
Like, I can totally do, like, an LA, like, Valley Girl accent. Like, that's fine. Kind of. That wasn't the best, but I'm like, whatever. See? It's fine. Laura.
I can't do it.
Yes, you can. Everyone can do an American accent.
Can I copy yours? Hi there, my name's Laura.
How can I help you today? Have a nice day. It's easy. Yeah. Why can't they do it the other way around? So, coming up on Radio 1, our new game where we try and make Americans do good British accents.
Right. Is that after some more music?
That's after some more music on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Right, I've got nothing against Americans, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, some of my best friends are American, aren't they? No, I don't know any. But...
Name one.
I don't know any.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I wouldn't know who they were, so...
Okay, Yeah, Bob, my friend, is American.
Yeah, Bob.
Bob.
Right, Bob. Okay.
And Lindsay, she's American as well. And in my head, she's my friend.
Right.
Now, the idea on this game is to see if we can find any American in the world that can do a British accent. Right? Ready for our first contestant? Because they can't do it. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Here's contestant number one.
Thank you for calling Eat Here Now. This is Brittany. How may I help you?
That's Brittany, and she works in a diner.
Right.
Her name is Brittany. Now, do you think Brittany will be able to do it, or do you think she'll crash and burn?
Not a chance.
Right. Here's Brittany doing a British accent. Can you do one?
Yeah.
Go on, try for me.
Hello, how are you?
What?
Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you?
Not really. Okay, let's move on to contestant number two, who we called. Don't really know her name, but she works in a Waffle House.
Good morning, Waffle House. Mulberry.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? Waffle House girl, yes or no?
No.
You think not? Okay, here she is.
Hello, I like the Queen. I am from Britain. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea.
No, that's worse, Waffle House girl.
It's awful, is that what?
Hello, I like the Queen. I am from Britain. I'm going to have a nice cup of tea.
They can't do it.
That's close to French.
Okay, here's contestant number three. She works in the International House of Pancakes, IHOP, which is amazing.
The International House of Pancakes?
Have you never heard of it?
No.
You have missed out.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. Anyway, she works there.
My name is Good Morning.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Now, will IHOP girl be able to do a British accent? What do you think, yes or no?
I'll go for yes on this one.
Hello, I like the cream. Hello, I like the cream.
It's still not there.
No.
Still not quite there. Despite them liking the Queen, it doesn't make them English.
Now, here's our next contestant. See what you think of this one.
Thank you for choosing the IHOP. My name is James speaking. How can I help you?
So that's James, and he speaks really fast.
Thank you for choosing the IHOP. My name is James speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I got some of that. James speaking. How can I help you? Okay. What do you think on James?
There must be one. So, yeah, go on then. I'll say him.
And one of my friends thinks that no Americans can do a British accent. Do you think that's true?
No, I don't.
Can you do one?
I can.
Go on then.
Would you mind giving... Well, okay, before we actually get into that, I'm actually going to seat some customers and come right back to the phone, okay?
Okay.
No problem.
Right, so he's going to put some customers in their seats and then come back and do a British accent, but he's confident.
He's very polite, isn't he?
Very polite. So, can he do one or not? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's James doing his British accent.
Okay, hello, my name is... Okay, hello, I'm from England, my name is James, and, I like... Well, no, that's not... That's, I can't... I'm a perfectionist, I have to practice.
Right, see, he was really confident there, and he just lost it, didn't he?
He wasn't even close.
Another go?
Okay. Yes. Hello. No, nowhere even close. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you said you could do it, James. You messed it up. Okay, try again.
Okay, cheerio. Hello, how are you today? I'm from... No, that's not good at all. I can't even link anything together right now.
You can't even link it together.
Cheerio, hello.
Okay, cheerio. Hello, how are you today?
Right, okay. One more go for James. Come on, James, you can do this.
Cheerio. Have a very pleasant day, and we look forward to seeing you here at IHOP very soon.
No, that sounds like your accent.
But you're getting quite strict with him.
But then, James tried another tack, okay?
Yeah.
Right. We went for Cockney this time. You could try the Cockney accent. All right, mate.
You know what? I used to use that when I was a little bit younger.
Okay, we'll try that one. All right, mate. Do that one. Okay, so he used to use that when he was younger, so he can do this one, okay?
Right.
Are you ready for James off of IPOP's Cockney accent?
Go on.
Here it is.
All right, Governor. Careful on the apples and pears. Love a duck. Did you see the football match? It was rubbish.
Hi, how are you?
Call Blimey Geezer.
None of them can... They can't do it.
For more clips like this, check out unofficialmills.co.uk.